Time Bomb by Jonathan Kellerman. This book is read by Alexander Adams. And he gave it for his opinion that whoever could make 2 ears of corn or 2 blades of grass to grow upon a spot of ground where only 1 grew before would deserve better of mankind and do more essential service to his country than the whole race of politicians put together. Jonathan Swift. Chapter 1. Back to school. It evokes memories of the tests we've passed or the ones we failed. Monday. Milo's call punctuated a hard gray November day that had finally erupted into rain. He said, "Turn on your TV." I glanced at my desk clock. Just after 2:40 p.m., talk show time. The cathode freak display. What? Nuns who murder or pets with ESP? Just turn it on, Alex. His voice was hard. What channel? Take your pick. I flicked the remote. The sound came on before the picture. Sobs and whimpers, then faces. Small faces, lots of them. Eyes wide with bafflement and terror. Fragile bodies blanketed and huddled together on the floor of a large room. Gleaming hardwood floors and chalk-white goal lines. A gym. The camera moved in on a little black-haired girl in a puffed-sleeve white dress as she accepted a plastic cup of something red. Her hands shook, the beverage sloshed, a false blood stain spread on white cotton. The camera lingered, feasting on the image. The little girl burst into tears. A chubby boy, 5 or 6, cried. The boy next to him was older, maybe 8, staring straight ahead and biting his lip, straining for macho.